So with that being said, let's talk about how much food we waste in America as a society. Now, I know we have listeners from all over the world on podcast replay and in-studio YouTube replay, but we're in America, land of the free, home of the brave. We're going to talk about America, and I don't want you to think Holly and I are perfect on this. We contribute to these numbers as well. We're just like you. We're just going to give information out so we all possibly, at the end of the segment, can be a little bit better stewards of our environment and the food that we buy and consume and eat and share.
Right. So just a fun fact here.
It's not really a fun fact. It's a sad fact.
It is a sad fact. In the U.S., 40% of all food never gets eaten, and that's everything from left on the farm all the way through to, you know, some potatoes left on your dinner plate.
In 2012, this study was conducted, and then the guess of this was 34 million tons of food lost, was unused, uneaten food that was purposely grown or sold or bought for the purpose of consumption. 34 million tons of food in 2012 was thrown out. This is a huge problem for the society. As many of you know, and maybe you are familiar with somebody in this situation, one out of every six people are uncertain of where their next meal will come from.
Right.
This is not just a Milwaukee problem. This is a United States problem. And you would think, and some of you are thinking the same thing I am, we are in America. We should not have that problem. This is not a third world country. We should have the abundance of food for our kids, for our family. We shouldn't, one out of six people shouldn't go, well, I don't know what I'm going to eat next. The uncertainty of food.
That's absolutely correct, especially considering we're wasting 40% of the food as Americans, and then we have Americans who are not, you know, being fed.
And the farmers have very little in control of this. They have the harvest, they put it on a truck. If that truck gets delayed or whatever the case is, and it goes past a certain time frame, or the temperature in the truck gets too high, the buyers, some of these buyers and these truck companies, they have sensors in the trucks that let the buyers know, hey, this is how long the truck's been on the road, the temperature's been out of whack for this many hours, and the buyer will actually call the truck company and say, don't even worry about bringing that produce to my facility. I don't want it. Get rid of it. I'm not buying it.
Right. So
And realistically, And you can see a lot of different articles online, different media publications doing this. If America as a whole stopped throwing away food and consumed everything in which we bought, the economy would collapse because the economy is set on the repetitive.
It's set on the waste.
On the waste. It's set on the waste. So much of this is going to get thrown away, so we have to overproduce so much so we can cover our costs and everybody gets a little chunk of the meat on the bone type
and
of thing.
And it's not our fault. We are conditioned this way.
Well, it's not our fault,
no,
but we can change
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people do want to change, but it's not our fault. If you think about it, you go to the grocery store, you're buying some apples, and you see a bad apple, what do? I'm not buying that.
Or the grocery stores, the convenient grocery stores that many of us frequent on a weekly basis, they go on the premise of, if it's not pretty, we don't sell it.
Right.
And that's why when you go to the farmer's market, you'll see a cantaloupe or a cabbage or a tomato that has blemishes on it because there's nothing wrong with them. It's perfectly fine to consume. And the farmer's there to say, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. This is the style of produce, or this one's picked a little late. That's why it's 50% off. At the grocery store, if it's not pretty, they don't put it on the shelf because they want that stuff to sit there as long as possible, still look pretty, and still get the money for it.
Yes. And think about it in your own life. You know, you might have something left over from your lunch at work. You don't want to take it home. What are you going to do with it? You're going to toss it because you know that you could have something more or something else later on.
I think bananas are a good example of this.
Oh, yeah.
We buy bananas. Everybody buys bananas, and I don't know why they're so frequently. There are just so many of them around here. But we always consume. We buy the bananas that are a little green because we know they'll sit on the cabinet for a couple of days and they'll ripen to yellow. But some people, as soon as they're starting to get black spots or brown spots, they throw them away. And realistically, an unripened banana is a yellow banana. The darker the banana is skin-wise, the more nutrient value the internal portions have. Now, if it turns to rot, I mean, let's not get crazy here. But the more dark spots or the darker the skin gets, the better off it is for you for the consumption. But we throw it away, we compost it, we do whatever, and we're trained in that, it's starting to look bad, we got to get rid of it. Or if there's a little blemish on an apple or an avocado or a pumpkin or whatever, they chop it and they throw it away. You can still cut that bad portion out and still consume it.
So we definitely need to think about that. Think about where we're buying our food. If you buy it at the grocery store, everything's going to look beautiful and tasty. Or if you're going to go to the farmer's market, you may have something a little bit somewhat, I don't want to say questionable, but something that you may need to consume within the next day.
It was in 2016, more than 70% of the people in the Johns Hopkins study and more than 85% of people in the Ohio State study said they toss out fewer foods than others do. Now, that was the consensus. Oh, I throw out less than everybody else, but that's just a guess because right. You want to make yourself feel better. But,
so let's talk about...
But 34 million tons is a very, very tremendous number, and a majority of that tonnage is still edible, consumable, usable food. It's not just rotten mold carrots or strawberries in a container in the fridge.
Right. So let's talk about, I guess, kind of the why this happens.
Okay.
One is not only are we conditioned to go to the grocery store and see the most beautiful things to purchase there, but second is we don't know a lot about food safety. We are conditioned to think, okay, this might be questionable. Like a lot of people, they buy a gallon of milk. The date says September 8th. They're going to toss that milk. But that's not necessarily, that milk doesn't go instantly bad
at 3 o'clock on
September 8th. So I think a lot of people are confused about food safety and also when things really do go bad.
Right. And that's, we're not saying to go drink milk that's in your fridge from April the 14th. We want to be smart about this, and we have to be, as individuals, smart enough in order to do our own research and not just rely on the media, whatever dimension that you feel that they are correct or incorrect. We have to take responsibility for ourselves and be smart with what decisions we make health-wise and food purchase-wise for us and our family. We've drank milk that's been a couple of days past that sale date.
Well, that's the thing, is that milk has been pasteurized.
Explain that real quick, what pasteurization
basically
means.
Basically, they heat it to a certain temperature so that it's safe from any contaminants.
And that's why some of these raw, these dairy farmers like the raw milk, because it's straight out of the cow. There's no pasteurization. It's as pure can be.
Right.
But we'll get into that at a different time.
Right. So anyway, so the milk has been pasteurized, and they put a date of about 21 days.
Except for in Montana. Montana's like 12 days.
Okay, well,
different.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay, I'm just telling the story.
So anyway, but since the milk has been pasteurized, the likeliness of you getting sick from it spoiling is very low. It's not going to taste good.
No.
But you're not going to necessarily get sick from it. And a lot of people think, okay, if I chance this spoiling, first of all, if you think your milk might be questionable, what, are you just taking big gulps of it? I mean, you're definitely going to sniff it and see what's going on. But you got to consider that it's not necessarily gone bad. A lot of these are kind of the sell-by or best before or, purchase by, whatever date, is just a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have to determine after that.
So and you can freeze milk too, and it preserves that. So, you know, that's one thing.
What's the trick if you freeze milk, Joey?
Well, it's designed to where you don't.
No, when you want to drink it.
Well, tell me the secret, because I don't know where we're going.
Because you freaked out. So milk kind of tastes funny after you freeze it, so what you got to do is you got to shake it.
Oh, because it separates.
Yeah, it doesn't really separate. I think it just lacks some oxygen.
But also, if you freeze it, you can get more longevity out of it.
Definitely.
As well. Now, one of the goals of America is by 2030 to cut the food waste in half, which 34 million tons of food cut in half is still a lot of food that is being wasted, but it's a direction in which society needs to go. But again, if we'd stopped wasting food tomorrow, the collapse of the economy would be inevitable because everything's designed on this.
That doesn't mean you should necessarily consider wasting more food or continue to
help the economy.
To help
we don't want to do that.
But
there are companies, and there's that package. This was a story a couple of years ago. That package salad mixes, and because the mixes, they have a sell-by date, there's nothing wrong with them. But even if they're sitting in the warehouse too long and the sell-by date gets too close, to where they will just take it and dump it in the landfill and write that off as a loss, because they can make more money by writing it off as a loss than putting on a truck, shipping it to a grocery store somewhere else, trying to sell it by that 48-hour period of what the label says on it, it has to be sold by that date, than it is to, you know, it's easier to take the loss and dump it in the landfill.
Right.
And that's perfectly good food, and that's not just a one, that's a lot of companies that do that. So maybe that this has helped you a little bit on understanding how much we've wasted, how much we waste and how much we waste on a year basis, to bring you to a realization that it's not just a your problem, it's not just an our problem, it's an all of us problem that we need to be a little more aware of, not putting more on the plate than what we can eat, not buying more than what we think we can use in an allotted amount of time, and it's just better for everybody.